This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam, and it's high horse time.
And deserved high horse. Now, we are residents of the city of Yarra.
Yes, we are.
And we're unhappy, as are a lot of other people are unhappy, with a recent decision by the very high-handed and lofty city of Yarra.
Well, we'll put this in perspective. We are apartment dwellers.
Mm-hmm.
We live in this city of Yarra. We pay our rates. We're a dog owner, which most of you would know. Crazy big dog. We need parks to walk our dog.
And the city of Yarra, in their infinite wisdom, have decided that one of the very few fenced parks that they offer people with dogs, they have decided to remove the gates.
Yes,
because
they
weren't happy with how people were using it.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Yes. Now, this was an article that appeared in the Leader newspapers a few days ago for the City of Yarra and City of Melbourne.
Yes, it's Citizens Park, which is behind the Richmond Town, the old Richmond Town Hall in Richmond.
Just down the road from a well-known gay and lesbian venue on Church Street, I would imagine.
Yes, and the council have made the very, somewhat ridiculous claim that a lot of owners were not supervising their dogs or picking up after them. So they decided the best thing to do was collectively punish the entire people who own dogs population and remove the gates to make that park unusable for people with dogs.
Hmm. Not happy.
No.
No.
No. And the mayor of the city of Yarra,
Councillor
Fristacki,
previously
I thought was a nice person.
Hmm.
Is very lofty about this whole thing.
Yes, she. Well, if she's been quoted accurately.
Yes, as she said, the exercising of dogs off leash is the decision of the owner and their responsibility to ensure their dogs can be brought under control and not run off and harass others. Now, do you think she'd say that about children in a park, in a playground? That it's your responsibility? No, she lowers the speed limit everywhere, puts in all sorts of things. All we ask is there is a fence and a gate. Is it too much to ask? Apparently, yes, for the city of Yarra.
It is.
Heartless.
And it seems that, it seems like they haven't gone to a lot of trouble to try and address the issue in other ways.
No, as they said, some of their, obviously very busy officers popped into the park and tried to talk to owners and change their behaviour.
Last summer.
But it just didn't work. So they gave up and punished everybody.
Yes.
Not happy.
No. I think we need to explore this more. So we might get the gentleman who appeared in the photo in the Leader paper, he and his partner, so Chris Gold and Michael Johnson, they have a very pretty little two-year-old border collie called Frankie, and they use Citizens Park in Richmond all the time, and they've started a petition. And I think we should get Chris on the line, so we will do that very shortly.
And we have, of course, asked the lovely people from the heartless city of Yarra to talk to us, but in their way, they are busy.
Well, I haven't had a response from
busy.
Mayor Fristacki as yet. The invitation will remain open, of course. But we'll be listening to Chris Gold, resident of Yarra, very shortly here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
It is the CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam. Something's got our ire this week.
We are on the high horse.
We are on the high horse.
Deservedly so, because somebody is not being nice to dogs.
No, and this is not good. This article caught our attention in the local paper this week. It's a great photo as well, actually, and I thought we'd better get the person at the centre of the story on the phone now. Chris Gold and Michael Johnson and their two-year-old border collie, Frankie, they're regular walkers at Citizens Park in Richmond, and we have Chris Gold on the phone now. Welcome to Joy, Chris.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Pleasure to be here.
Now, Chris, you and Michael own Frankie. You walk Citizens Park, so I'm assuming your residents of Richmond have been there for a while?
Yeah, that's right. We've got a typical sort of Richmond property, small backyard and two bedrooms. and we've been, you know, having a border collie in such a small backyard. We need to get to the park at least twice a day to give her a good run around. Otherwise, we'd lose the lemon tree in no time.
Yeah, well, I mean, every border collie I've ever met is a bundle of energy and does need some decent exercise.
That's right.
And I can tell you from experience, as we're the owners of a 55-kilo St. Bernard, that just walking at human walking pace is not enough exercise for any active dog.
No, that's right. I'd probably have to walk four or five hours a day. So,
absolutely.
If that was the case.
Absolutely. And can you tell us how long has Citizens Park always been fenced for as long as you've been walking, Frankie?
Yeah, it has. My understanding is it's been fenced for about 3 or so years. It's only recently, I think, that the gates have been taken off recently by council officers.
Mm-hmm.
Probably about a month ago, really.
And is that the first you heard that there was a problem when the gates were actually removed?
Yeah, no, it was. I'd come back from overseas and the gates were off. And I was sort of wondering why, and inquired with the council and was told that... basically, people had been leaving their dogs there while they went off and exercised or shopped. And the reason was that, council came down to safety, that they didn't want dogs out of control of the park. And I think another main reason it wasn't really spoken about at the time was that people not picking up after their dogs.
Mm.
There's a lot of dog waste at the park. It's not a pleasant thing for anybody. If I had an 8-year-old there playing football or cricket, I probably wouldn't be happy with it. But, to go about it this way, I think, is a really sort of bit of a cheap option. And it really limits it. One of the few public open spaces in Richmond to a few people.
So did you ask the council at the time when you had these discussions about what they'd done to try and alleviate the situation before taking the gates off?
You know, I didn't get to that stage. We've had a lot of support from one of the local councillors, Stephen Jolly. He's acted as a bit of a liaison for me, mm-hmm. Asking these questions. And I have noticed there have been patrols in the past by council officers down at the park. But really, from my point of view, I've never spoken to one. There hasn't been any dialogue. I didn't even know there was an issue. Until this sort of happened. So
it is interesting that the quote from the mayor of Yarra, Councillor Fristaki, says that officers tried to talk to owners over last summer, but there's no indication at any time that owners have ever been fined or otherwise reprimanded for not looking after their dogs as per council bylaws, which is essentially cleaning up after them, keeping them under control, always being essentially, I mean, you can't leave a dog because then, therefore, it's not under your control.
That's right. I personally, trust me when I say I spend probably an hour there every day at least, I've never seen a dog that didn't have an owner present. I'm not sure what type of person would leave their dog and go do the shopping or go and exercise and think it would be okay. I myself, I'd be worried sick.
Absolutely. I know how that feels. Absolutely.
I've got to ask too, how did the council work out that was what people were doing if they didn't actually find anybody that was doing that?
Well, that's the point. I just don't understand how they came to this conclusion. As I said, I think it was a real sort of easy option out. They just removed the gates and that would solve the problem. And if anything, in the last few weeks, I've noticed a lot more dog waste than usual.
Yeah. So I was going to say, I'm sure just chopping gates out of somewhere doesn't make the irresponsible people pick up after themselves.
No, that's right. And it's a real, it's a community atmosphere down there. There's a really good feel about it. People will put people on the spot if they don't pick up after their dog.
I would have to say that one of the most social things I do most weeks is walk our dog Rosie. It's where people actually stop while the dogs are playing together. People stop and talk to each other. It's one of the most community-focused events I've ever done.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that's what upset me the most I'm not really, I wouldn't call myself a social activist or anything like that. I'm not politically oriented, but the fact that, you know, a lot of elderly people, you know, a couple of disabled people go down there as well, and you fear that that might be their only social activity for the day, and that's been taken away from them because of, you know, pretty lousy policy from Yarra Council.
Yeah, absolutely. So the big thing is about this is that you're trying to get them to change their mind and to change their approach to all this. Number one, put the gates back, and then let's do some more positive things so that dogs and people can play more productively together. Yeah. So what is it that you've done?
Well, I started a petition. Stephen Jolly recommended I start a petition if I wanted council to talk about it, obviously. So we're aiming to get a couple of hundred signatures there. I think we've got 115 at the moment. And I'll present that to council at their next meeting. I think it's a Richmond Town Hall on Tuesday, the 7th of October at 7 p.m.
So just a couple of weeks' time?
So it's just a couple of weeks' time. So I'll present a petition then and just explain the reasons why we've done this and how we feel about it. So I'd encourage anyone that has a dog or would like to pop down to the town hall at 7 p.m. on that Tuesday, the 7th of October, to come down and it'll be a very peaceful protest, I can assure you.
Fantastic. Chris, I mean, we can't agree with you more. We'd actually like to see more areas fenced off for dogs. As I say, we've got a dog who, she's a 15-month-old, 55-kilo dog. She doesn't have her adult head yet, but there's no way we can get that difference between walking on a lead and not walking on a lead into her head unless we've got somewhere safe to do that.
Yep. And absolutely. That's what it's all about. The last thing I want to see is someone losing their pet on Church Street or an accident's caused. You know, who knows where it could end up. But it's a really simple fix. So hopefully we can get it sorted.
Absolutely. And so if people go to change.org and search for Citizens Park Yarra, or better still, they can go to our Facebook page. We've popped the link up there as well. They can sign the petition and help you get the help you need to change the city of Yarra's mind.
All right. Cheers, boys. I appreciate that.
No worries. That's Chris Gold, who is right now a doggy activist, I say.
Power to the four legs.
More power to Chris and to Michael and to their border collie, Frankie. Please support him in his bid to get the gates back on Citizen Park in Yarra.
Yes, all the links are on our Facebook page, CNC Drive Factor on Joy 94.9. You can get to that through joy.org.au. And I'd like to put the call out to the city of Yarra. Give us a call. We have asked. You haven't responded.
I have sent an email to Councillor Frostacki. Even if she comes back during the week, I'm happy to get her on next week.
And really, the City of Yarra, it is time to take some notice of your residents that are parents of four-legged children, and you actually need more of these parks with fences and gates, not less.
Absolutely. This is Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.